think on the poster they've got the phrase one boat, eight DJs, no morals, and I think that's, you know, that's summed up very well in that short phrase. And Dave kind of is one of those eight with no morals. I think he's been on the boat quite a long time, kind of almost 3 years. So I think with that longevity comes a certain amount of responsibility to bully everyone else. And he, quite weirdly, is a bit of a hit with the ladies. It's the 60s, obviously. Things went on then which perhaps wouldn't go on now. And I think Dave, I think if there is a moral centre to the boat, Dave is the star which is furthest from it. but I'm painting him out to be a bit of a rotter, and he is a bit of a rotter, but I think he has essentially a good heart.
Did you live on a boat for some time?
We did boat camp, which someone coined like 3 or 4 days ago. Oh, boot camp, boat camp, bang, let's use that. So now it's kind of, it's spread like wildfire, the term boat camp. So we did, all of us apart from Phil, who I think was shooting something, went. And we lived on the boat that we shot the exteriors on for kind of three nights, 4 days. And we rehearsed in the day, and then in the evenings we'd all eat together. And, you know, Richard screened MASH on there, and there was kind of a foosball table and darts. And, you know, we played, sometimes at night we would play like the hat game, which you see in the final film. So we kind of played a lot of hat game, but a lot of drunken hat game, which was a lot of fun. I'm of that weird kind of working class background where if someone suggests a board game at the end of a dinner party, I want to strangle them for doing so. I'm not a board game kind of guy.
There's quite a lot of sexism in the film. The scene where essentially the gag is,
yeah,
you about to sleep with a woman, then going to do a quick switch.
I think the blanket excuse I'm giving is it's the 60s and things like that went on. But technically, absolutely, it is fairly dubious. I don't know if it is going to make a blind bit of difference, but when I realised I was going to, you know, when Richard phoned me up and said I'd given you this part of Dave and I've written it with you in mind and stuff like that, I did a kind of really swatty, boffin-y thing, and I wrote like a 4-page character breakdown of my character, just for me, and I kind of gave it to Richard and Emma as well. But in it, Dave and Desiree get married, so you know, he was a bit of a rotter, but I think essentially he did love Desiree.
Now, you came quite late to comedy, as a profession, anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
And Simon Pegg discovered you.
I think that's probably...
That's the legend?
Yes, in a nutshell. I guess we've been best mates for 15 years and I've only been acting for 9. So, you know, that 6-year period was me making him laugh as a mate. And so, you know, when he got the opportunity with Jessica Stevenson, Jessica Hines to write Spaced, he just wrote me in it quite rudely. And made me do it. I think he saw something in me that I hadn't really recognised, you know, and I never realised that comedy could pay the bills.